she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's Ouch. Hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay. Boy,
gosh, I hope she's okay.
Gotta let this wait. We gotta let it play out. I mean, this is the song you gotta let play out, right? Don't you? It takes a minute to get there, though. But it's coming. It's coming, Chris. Have you ever heard this song before we started doing this? You had heard it before.
Yes.
I just didn't know. Okay, we're getting closer. God. It just gets me every time. But you know what this song, it's a great song. It's one of the all-time great songs, is it not?
I would agree with that.
But it's been, now every time I hear it, I just associate it with Sopranos. I can't, every time I hear it now, it's her backing up the damn car in the final scene of Sopranos, where he gets murdered in the cafe. I parked the car. How hard is it to parallel park the car? Just back it in.
Well, you had an incident with a neighbor about parking. Parallel parking.
Well, no, yes, she was. She was trying to parallel park. She couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's not that easy sometimes.
You still feel like when you parallel park after all these years, like, hey, no problem whatsoever?
Yes.
Do you?
I have one skill in life. Really, well, one peanut butter. Two, if there was a parallel parking championship, I'd win it easily.
Would you?
Yeah, I'm great at it.
Are you one of those two where you eye a spot and you go, you know, I think I can do this, but it'll be 2 inches on the front and 2 inches on the back?
And I do it with a van with a bike rack on the back of it, and I like to squeeze that thing in.
But when the guy does that, when you're the car behind him or in front of him and you're trying to wee-wah out, don't you think that guy's kind of a jerk for parking there?
No, it's a space.
All right.
Leave enough space.
No, and what's it supposed to be? 12 inches from the curb is acceptable? 6?
12 inches from the curb?
I know, but what legally...
Jesus, man! No,
I know, but
your tires need to be up against the curb.
No, I know, but legally, what is it?
I don't know what legally
it is. Well, legally, I remember it was one of those, you know, not when you were 16, you one of those tests that you had to take.
I'm so professional at it, too. I know how which way to turn my tires if I'm uphill and downhill.
Yeah, so, okay, you know, so you're so good at it, you wouldn't get one of those cars that automatically does it for you?
Oh, God, no. It'd be an insult to my manhood.
Yeah. I'm still trying
to get... Which is easily capable of being insulted.
I'm still trying to get used, because I got a new car last year, I'm still trying to get used to that camera thing.
I still
use my mirrors.
So on the one car, my wife's car, she's got that. And I when I backed that up, I turned it off. I don't need it.
Do you?
Get it off.
Yeah, it throws me off. And then, you know, you got the yellow line and the yellow dotted line. And which one is it where you've gone too far? Yeah.
I don't have a lot to be good. I'm not.
Parallel parking is one of your strengths.
It's not one of my strengths. It's the strength.
It's number one.
It's number one on the list of strengths.
So how long? I mean, even ever since you were 16, you were good at it?
It's number one on that's the only thing I'm good at. Like, that's it.
Okay. But like ever since you were 16, I mean, it's always just been
I've been driving, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's I started driving young.
Yeah.
I used to take my parents' car out.
When you're like 14?
14, sure. Just drive around the neighborhood.
Fake ID?
Not fake ID. My parents were gone. I'd just be like, wheeling that thing out of town.
I did not know you already had it, Puck. I would have never printed it out for you.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I'd say I'm fair at parallel parking. I mean, sometimes I have to do it twice.
Jim, we've made it here, guys. Come on. We've made it. iHeart Radio Access Day. The day is finally here. I thought there was times we weren't going to be able to make it, but we finally did. And I am so thrilled to be here today broadcasting an iHeart Radio Access Day. This is something that, you know, the 20 plus years I've been working, I've looked forward to this the most. Because we got great prizes to give away.
Come on, great experiences. Come on, one time.
Spending the
day.
One
time without
Dan
sarcasm.
Patrick.
You've never heard of that Gacino guy or whatever his name is,
Rich,
right?
And Gacino?
Yeah, you've never heard of
him. Cavino.
Okay. You've never heard of them. You think they've heard of this show?
Spend the day with Dan Patrick and the Danettes in the Man Cave. Meet up with Ryan Seacrest in Vegas, 2023 iHeartRadio Musical Fest. A trip to our 2024 iHeartRadio Alter Ego concert in L.A. Alter Ego. There it is, right there. Virtual bachelor party co-hosted by Fox Sports Radio legends Cavino and Rich. Talented guys.
Where are they out of? The L.A.?
LA. Okay? Details available today at iHeartRadio Access Day. Do it. What else do we got? We have local deals too? Local deals on iHeartRadio All Access Day. There's no in between with college women's softball, I'll tell you that.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
There's no in between.
What, good players, bad players,
yep,
no in between?
Right. 3010 weight loss for life. Receive an additional $100 off any current specials. 3010 weight loss for life. You did that. You were so successful at it that you used to sit in your car with the heat on with sweatshirts so you could lose weight before you go weigh in, correct?
Correct. I've had some kidney issues since then, too. Oh. No kidding.
Because of you sitting in the car and trying to sweat out.
You know, you don't want to eat too much protein. Well, I found that out.
We love 3010 Weight Loss for Life. They have been a wonderful, wonderful sponsor.
Am I going to get fired for that?
You'll be talked to.
Maybe.
Rich is for the home. Save up to 40% off outdoor furniture. Working more. Access Day at Working More. Select Carhartt 4 shirts, 25% off. I mean, how about 8? Wait a minute. Is this correct? Win tickets for 4 to Taylor Swift? If anyone wins this, I beg you to take a 14-year-old girl to this. Okay? Please. How much I've had to listen to this? Why can't you get tickets? You work at a music station. I don't work at a music station. I know, but you work there. Can people get tickets for you? Do you think more people are asking tickets, trying to get tickets there?
What? Did you look into buying them?
Oh, sure.
And how much?
Oh, $600. So I don't know. I should have taken the $500 you gave me and put it towards a ticket. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, no, I was just thinking, you know, what you spend on gymnastics, that'd be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it, to go to a Taylor Swift concert?
Sure would.
Why stop at gymnastics? Just keep pulling the wallet out.
All right.
And getting after it.
Register right now. iHeartRadio Access Day. Folks, this is the day we give back. All right. How about let's cue it right now. Are we queued up with the highlights? Are we ready to go? Spend a minute. Hey, suck it, New York.
Swing and a miss, struck him out. 7 strikeouts. Dominant performance. George Kirby. That's what a stopper looks like.
Damn right, Dave.
Slow roller Gino coming home. Yeah, that's the play. Well done. And he's a strike away and out away from getting out of a very, very sticky situation. 10th inning pitch. Struck him out. Justin Tupa. The Mariners with a chance to win it. Bottom 10. Line drive.
Hey, shout out real quickly to the Blue Jacket security old lady at the Mariners game last night that told us to get back from one of the loge boxes, because we were celebrating after Cal Raleigh because we weren't allowed to celebrate in a loge box, even though there was no one in there. You have a good day, ma'am. You seem like a real fun person at a party. Hey, how about that, huh? That was a fun one. That was an old school Mariners game.
Yeah, it was. Kirby was fantastic. They won in the same fashion they did last year against the Yankees.
Old school Mariners win.
Yeah.
Extra innings, good defense, great pitching, great relief pitching, clutch hitting, won a one-run game.
How about that photo in the Seattle Times this morning from the AP photographer?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Lindsey Wasson?
Sure. I just read the online.
With all the bubble gum? Yeah.
The one with
the
Raleigh.
The shower of bubble gum and Raleigh good. Just smiling. Yeah, it was a fantastic photo.
He does have the clutch factor.
Did you notice the graphic, though?
I did not.
The graphic while all the celebration and everything. So the graphic comes up. Runners in scoring position this year. Cal Raleigh, surprisingly, 192.
Okay, do you know they have on Baseball Reference, they have the clutch factor or the late and close runners in scoring position? I'm curious what it would be. Okay, he just feels like every time, maybe it's because it's, first of all, I know what it's based on. It's based on last year.
Right.
It just feels like when he comes up, I feel very confident he's going to get a hit with the game on the line.
Oh, I agreed. So, yeah. I mean, he just drilled that one.
How good is that right-hander? Oh, my God. I mean, he's just,
Well, and
we
then,
did it this week where we said who is the best pitcher, and it's and statistically Castillo has been, but I believe he's been the best pitcher. Consistently, he's had one bad start. That's it. God, did he just shove it down there, man?
Yeah,
he just
and good for him
down.
Too. You know, to his childhood team. And it sounded like he was fired up all week getting ready for that. He wanted to atone for what he did against Pittsburgh, and then he wanted to do well against his favorite team growing up.
And I know you saw it, and I'm sure everyone who read the story saw it. And he delivered one of the greatest quotes, I think, in a postgame. You talk about his self-confidence and where it borderlines this not arrogance, but there's a cockiness to him, which is a good thing. And I think arrogance in sports is a good thing, too, as long as it doesn't completely go over the line. And he said to the reporters, it's, quote, it's hard to get me twice.
Yeah.
That is an all-time line. An all-time line by George Kirby.
Well, and George, it's hard to get you once. I mean, the Pirates had to feel fortunate they got him on an off night. And then the velocity last night. And the four-seamer and the two-seamer, they averaged 96 and 97 miles an hour.
How about when
and he got it up to 99.
Torres in the first at-bat hit 99.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was ultra-fired.
And had a slider, not
one.
A sweeper working last night, too.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't break as much as usual? If it breaks a certain degree, then it's a sweeper.
You know baseball.
You
are. You're very. Can you tell me how you would throw? Okay, so the other guy, the pitcher, Schmidt.
Clark.
For the Yankees.
He was good, too.
He was good. He threw a knuckle curve. How do you grip a knuckle curve? We were trying to, and of course, the 9-year-old vampire. Oh, I know how to do that. Yeah. Oh, you do? Let me see what it looks
like. Well, the label on the ball where it says, you know, Major League Baseball, that you put your knuckles right in there, and then you twist it when you throw.
Do you throw it?
I don't know. I'm almost
a crazy pitch, though. A knuckle curve? He had that thing working last night. He was very good.
Yeah.
And how about Justin Topa? We've been big Justin Topa fans, and I didn't know this. Also a New York native.
Yeah, Binghamton.
Grew up in
New
York.
Did not know that either.
And he came through last night. He survived, you know, the error by JP, walks Bowers, but he gets the pop-up there that Suarez makes, and then the play at home Suarez makes. He got out of it, and you really thought for sure they were going to get one, two runs there at least.
Well, yeah, full count, bases loaded, and then, I was happy for JP because you could see what happened. He was probably sitting there going, okay, ground ball, I've done this a million times in my life, and wait a minute, this guy's flashing in front of me going to third? I mean, most base runners know that ground ball's ahead of you, you usually don't chance it like that.
You think he was going to try and go to third?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he missed it.
Yeah, I
just out of the corner of his eye, I mean, I'm just putting myself in his cleats, just going, okay, he's probably like, oh, my God, he's going. Okay, as soon as I get this, I'm going to flip it to Gino over there. And, so that was, and then he had to be the happiest guy on the field when they got out of that unscathed.
And I know it's a routine play for these guys, but just even that play by Suarez to get the guy at home.
That was a bang-bang play.
There. And I just, you know, it's weird because when we discussed him last year, it was just about this guy's a bad defender. But he'll hit bombs, and offensively, he'll be fine. And, I mean, he has been a better defender than he's been an offensive player almost.
Well, yeah. I thought one of the things we'd miss about Kyle Seager was his defense at third based on the reports we got on Suarez out of Cincinnati. And I don't know if it's Perry Hill working his magic or whatever. But, boy, Gino, I mean, he's good over there.
They just made a lot of great defensive plays. I mean, the only issue they had defensively was that little bloop in the right field where France Wong and Hernandez couldn't decide who wants to grab the ball. But
do you think one of them could have gotten to it? I mean, that just seemed like it was like a foul ball, okay, fortunately, it was in no man's land.
Okay, you tell me this.
Would have gotten it for sure.
Okay, we were sitting there watching it, and I think our first one was, well, it looked like France had a better line on it, but that's a tough one because it's going over his head. Wong has that angle on it to where maybe it looks like an easier catch. And then I was just wondering, where was Hernandez? Was it so far shaded to center field? Like, could have a better right fielder, could Kelnick have made that play?
Maybe. Because the analyst I was sitting next to last night, Mikey, thought that Hernandez didn't run full speed toward that.
Okay, so, Mikey knows baseball.
But to me, watching on the flat screen, it seemed like it was Wong's ball ahead of anybody else.
Well, it seemed like he called France off. I agree with Mikey.
That he didn't. Well, maybe he made this decision like, hey, I'm not going to be able to get to it anyway. So,
I wouldn't.
Yeah. It all worked out.
It all worked out.
Hey, they beat a good team.
They beat a good team. Now, I don't know if we're having a parade down Fifth Avenue. They still lost 2 out of 3. But hey, whatever. They won it. And winning, guys, is better than losing. And that's the type of stuff you get today on iHeartRadio All Access Day.
With Rich and Covino?
With Rich and Covino. you may be able to have a virtual bachelor party with Rich and Covino, but I'm telling you, you just heard it here. And the iHeartRadio Access Day content you get right now is winning is more fun than losing. You hear that, Rich and Covino? You talk about that on your virtual bachelor party.
We're sitting here mocking two guys whose ratings are probably through the roof, unlike the ours, roof. And making seven-figure salaries, and we're in here in Seattle, like, making fun of them.
I said, tell you can get the Fifth Avenue Theater, 5 shows for the price of four at the Fifth Avenue Theater. That's savings up to $120 on iHeartRadio All Access Day. Yes, what do you got?
A home run by the Lady Vols.
Yeah, well, we got a good game right now. Opening round Women's College World Series. Speaking of that, we've got the Huskies. They'll be in action today, correct? Lady Dogs taking on Utah. The Utes, 6:30 on ESPN.
Yeah, and the Husky baseball team playing too, so.
Are they today or tomorrow?
They might be tomorrow. Yeah, they're playing, Dallas Baptist? I heard the interview with the coach, Chuck and Bucky. Yeah, so.
Hey, can the Cougs get a softball team?
I would like it. Yeah, we need one.
Can we drop a women's team over there to get a softball team? Because that's what we'd have to do. Or add another men's team. What would we add men's team? Add a men's soccer team.
Yeah, we could do that. Probably cost too much, though.
We don't really have a lot of money, do we?
No, we don't.
Well, in the Mountain West, we can maybe add a team.
I think so. Big fish in a small pond, maybe?
That's fine. Hey, I'll travel to Fresno and wherever else. But yeah, I think it'd be cool to have a women's softball team or just a softball team. I don't need to say women's softball team, just a softball team.
Yeah, no, it's fun to watch. And, you know, the Huskies, what they beat McNeese State with that 7-run inning. And,
Jim.
So we'll see how far they can go.
Look at you, the big
brain. And, you know, I know Ian doesn't feel this way, but I do. When it comes to, like, women's softball and baseball, I mean, do you sit here as a Coug, root against them?
He wants them to all lose.
I don't really root against the women's softball team at Washington. I don't do that.
Ian's got bigger issues right now.
Does he?
He can't figure out Twitter.
Is he still agonizing over that?
Apparently got hacked again.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, once he got up running, he got hacked again.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to look at the Fifth Avenue Theater. What's coming to the Fifth Avenue Theater this year? We got Little Mermaid, Cambodian Rock Band. Well, okay. That's pretty good.
Little Mermaid. Have you seen the movie yet?
I have not.
Yeah.
I saw the cartoon.
I'll probably. I'm one of those saps that even when the first Little Mermaid came out that I teared up thinking about my daughter getting married someday.
Ooh, but look what's coming May 24th through June 17th if you haven't seen it. Les Miserables. Let's go.
Oh.
It's a good one.
All right.
You want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah, you're a musical guy, aren't you?
I love musicals.
I do, too. We're going to go see Hello, Dolly! Down there in Issaquah.
I want to go see...
the Village Theater.
I can't remember where it's playing at, but Sweeney Todd's in town.
Sweeney Todd.
A musical about a guy slicing throats. Huh? Doesn't that sound fun? Yeah, it does.
A musical about a guy slicing throats.
Well, you know the story of Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Remember he's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's the barber.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he just...
You gonna go?
Yeah. It's supposed to be great.
All right.
Man, you're damn right. I want to see that. I was like, should we take the kids? My wife's like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that's appropriate.
It's one of those things, if you're a guy, it's not cool to say you like musicals.
Why?
I don't know. I've always liked musicals. God, the Sound of Music? Come on.
Sound of Music? Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
I love everything. I'll watch it all. Rent? Great.
Yeah. What did I see? The only Broadway show I ever saw
Book of
Mormon. I saw
Jersey Boys
on Broadway.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. All of them are great. All right. It's iHeartRadio Music Access Day or iHeartRadio Access Day all day long. Again, go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com for the very latest. 80s Throwback Thursday. Show brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook. Mike Garofolo will stop on by at noon today to get the very latest with the NFL. We got voicemails at 11:30. Load them up now. Tweet of the day coming up at 11:45. Plenty on the M's. They have a day off today. And then they embark on a pretty good size road trip here. They've got 8 games, and they'll face the Rangers, Padres for a couple, and then the Angels. So it'll be fun.
It's manageable as far as the time goes there. I think they've got, 2 days off on the road trip? Yeah. So
we'll see what they can do. Nice first test to see what they do against a red-hot Rangers team. that had a fabulous month, just like the Mariners had a pretty damn good month. But the Rangers did most of their damage on the road, and this is not your dad's Rangers. Well, it is. Their offense is like that, but now they've got a starting staff that is real, real good. And so it'll be a hell of a test for them starting on Friday.
Yeah, they got a crazy run differential.
Yeah, they do. All right, more of it coming up next. It's Puck and Jim, show about nothing. It's brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook.
Now back to the Puck and Jim Show on Sports Radio 93.3. KJR-FM, proudly presented by the Tulalip Resort Casino Sportsbook. Let the betting begin. When all you want is everything. They're excited that their DraftKings Sportsbook operations are now open at both Tulalip Resort Casino and Quill Cedar Creek Casino.
Give it a shot. Hey, it's iHeartRadio Music Access Day. I keep saying iHeartRadio Music. It's iHeartRadio Access Day. Is anyone not aware of that? You can get a trip for two at the iHeartRadio Alter Ego Concert in L.A. Game Time is giving you $20 off tickets to the hottest shows and games of the summer. I use Game Time app. It's wonderful. That is, it's one of the best apps.
When's the best time to use it? Like 5 minutes before first pitch?
Yeah. You can just kind of hang out.
And the fees aren't exorbitant or anything?
Just hang out and then hit it. And they got these flash deals. I mean, last week or 2 weeks ago, we sat behind home plate 18 rows, and it was $50.
25 each?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
What were the fees on top of that?
Yeah, but that was included everything.
That was it?
That was it. Was $50.
All right.
But you got to wait. Yeah, you got to kind of wait till the end. But it's worth it. I'm telling you. All these deals available at iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. So, again, you can go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com and see all of these great deals. They've got everything. You can attend a live broadcast with the Herd, with Colin Cowherd. You can also win a 1-year subscription to iHeartRadio. Some local stuff. Working More on Access Day, Working More, select Carhartt Force shirts, 25% off. The Fifth Avenue Theater, we talked about. Get there. Les Mis is there. Get there right now. Go see Les Mis. And also, they've got Clue coming up. You know, the movie about the board game. You know, they've got that's there as well. 1776 is there. Get there right now. 5 shows for the price of 4. Rolf's Import Auto Service, save 10%, up to $150 off any new service there. In Lakewood and Fife, also Nielsen Brothers Flooring, Mattress Depot USA, Day and Night Plumbing and Heating, save up to $250 on AC or save $350 on ductless heat from Day and Night Plumbing and Heating, and 30-10 weight loss for life. All right. What do we got? Los Marineros. Kirby just, he just was so damn good last night. It was just such a pleasure to sit there in person to watch that guy just operate. And from the get-go, when he struck out Torres to end the first inning on 99 miles an hour, to all of it, he just was fired up. 8 innings, 3 hits, struck out 7, didn't walk a guy. I thought that top of the 4th inning was kind of the pivotal moment, really, for him early, somewhat early in the game. Torres had got on with a single, then up comes Aaron Judge, and I'm wondering, what are they going to do? I'm like, should they just walk him? They did not. He gets down 2-0 to Aaron Judge, and then he ends up striking him out. His last 2 strikes, both 4-seamers, 97 miles an hour.
Yeah, how about Judge in that last at bat against him too? That ball when he hit it, it looked like it was warning track. I mean, from a normal player, but with him, you just never know, and you feel like it's going to carry out. But fortunately, it didn't. And Kirby even admitted he almost got me.
He did. I thought he was going to say something as he was running back, you know, kind of by the pitcher's mound, but he did not. I thought he was going to, like, smirk something at him. But, you know, George Kirby, and again, why we've kind of maybe gravitated towards him as the guy on this staff, you know, of the young guys, I do believe he's the best one. I believe he's the best pitcher on the staff. There's a different mentality to him than the other ones.
Suarez, he's only 25.
It's unbelievable. And Suarez is great. I mean, no one's debating that. But, you know, he's very even keel, right? Excuse me. This guy, the emotion. MLB Central, the best morning show on TV. It's not the yelling and screaming that you guys like. You know, it's, you know, where they just talk about baseball and sports and stuff.
I watch those shows because I'm trying to pick up pointers to get a bigger salary.
Well, just yell and scream and call each other
Kirby
idiots.
Kirby was fantastic last
just
night,
call
Puck.
Each other idiots, and you, away you go. Is that why Shannon Sharpe has left the Bayless show? You watch this stuff. Is that why he left? He just got tired of it? What's the news on that? Why is he leaving the show?
I honestly don't know.
He's got tired of Skip Bayless, and he'll bump over to someplace else.
Well, maybe he got a heck of a buyout, too.
Well, why don't you go apply for Undisputed, you and Skip Bayless?
Oh, yeah.
God, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Couple of old white sports columnists just going back and forth.
I think that's what America needs.
Whatever, Skip.
It's reflective, I think, of society, you two. Anyways, yeah. Mark DeRosa did a whole 10-minute breakdown of George Kirby. Just about how good he is and just all the skill set and where he ranks and compares to other pitchers in this league. And he dials it up differently in big games. And they showed his emotion last night. He showed his emotion last year against Houston. You forget about that start, because what's forgotten about that start he had against Houston is that they lost the game and they lost the series and it goes 18 innings, is how damn good he was. Like, we all recall how dominant he was in that game. And that's the season is on the line. And he was just unreal. And I would say a little bit of comparison yesterday, not because the season's not on the line, but you don't got to get swept. No one wants to get swept.
Well, yeah, I mean, the doubts are, you know, there's always doubts there about the Mariners. I don't know. You know, part of it's just from the past, and part of it, they didn't do enough in the offseason. And boy, they're great against the A's and the Rockies, but everybody else, they're trash. You know, so, I mean, he just eliminated those doubts last night. And you go, okay, yeah, they still are a really good team. They still are to be reckoned with. And that's the thing. We've talked about it, and I think everybody knows it, that follows a team. It's, you know, the offense is hurting. But if you get this team in the playoffs, nobody wants to face this team in the playoffs, whether it's in the wild card or division round or whatever, because the pitching that's coming at you, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's why they're the greatest mystery of anyone in the American League. And they talk about this. This is a daily occurrence on the non-yelling morning TV show MLB Central, hosted by Mark DeRosa, the great Flores, and the beautiful, talented Lauren Shahadi. You really should give it a shot. One of the best shows of all.
Yeah, yeah.
And they talk about it every morning about how, you know, the AL East gets all the, God, what a division. But they always remind everyone, like, someone in the AL West is not making the playoffs. And it's going to be a crime that one of them doesn't make it. Now, you take Oakland out, but you look at the other teams, and they're all talented and theoretically could all win the division if they could just get everything going at once. And Texas certainly has risen to the top here. The only Achilles heel with Texas will be their bullpen. And I would assume by the deadline they're going to try to go out and improve that. They don't really have a good bullpen, but their starters are unreal. And to couple their starters now with that offense, which is the best offense in baseball, I mean, that's obviously a deadly combination and something that Seattle doesn't have right now. The Angels don't have that either. And so that gives them the advantage. But to your point, if they get into the playoffs, you're right. But it's the problem is getting to the playoffs with this offense. It's maddening how bad. I'm going to tell you, right, this is a positive A. That's the single worst at-bat in a game I've seen this year from Teoscar Hernandez. That was the most embarrassing, non-competitive at-bat late in the game.
Which one?
Let's see.
Which one? He has a lot of those.
Well yeah, he does. It was on the seventh inning when Suarez led off with a double. Raleigh ends up, I mean, that's just how frustrating and maddening this team is. And some people don't realize that. And I think they get caught up on everyone wanting to be negative. No, it's not being negative. It's, you know, we have a lot of Cubs fans in us a little bit. We haven't been around as clearly as long. But we are just so ingrained and just used to losing around here with this team that it is hard sometimes to be positive. And if you're from here, it's just in your DNA. It's hard to get rid of it.
Well, it's hard. The team's been around for almost half a century, and they're the only ones who haven't gone to the World Series, so it's hard to get rid of that.
So for people who are not from here, haven't lived here long, it's just, you got to understand that. It's just, it's in our blood. You just expect them not to do well.
They weren't even at 500 until 12 or 13 years into the franchise.
We had a party. It was in 1991? Or 92? I remember, they're dancing on the streets.
Yeah, getting to 81 wins.
81, you're like, oh my God, we made it.
we're technically not losers anymore.
But I want to get back to this at bat and just, it was the most non-competitive AB I've seen this season. That there was in our section, there were a lot of boos for him.
I forget which one that was.
We'll talk. Okay. Because we got to get to the iHeartRadio Access Day. Because wait, listen for it. Bunch of deals coming up right now. iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. Hey, the local deals we got here, guys. We got 3010 Weight Loss for Life. We're receiving an additional $100 off any current specials. Day and night heating and plumbing. Save $250 off AC and $350 off a ductless heat. From Day and Night Plumbing and Heating. I can't pronounce this one. El Rinconcito? Is that how you pronounce it? I want to butcher it.
Yeah, there's one in the Renton Highlands, I think.
El Rinconcito?
Yeah.
Taqueria El Rinconcito. Gift card purchase. And I apologize to them. I'm probably butchering this. My fault. 10% off a $50 gift card. Western Washington locations from Tacoma to Linwood. Mattress Depot USA. Receive a free adjustable base with the purchase of select mattresses. Nielsen Brothers Flooring. 10% off all materials. They got locations in Bellevue, Auburn, and Linwood. Riches for the home. Save up to 40% off outdoor furniture. $15,000 off hot tubs and swim spas at Riches for the home. What else do we got? Fifth Avenue Theater. 5 shows for the price of 4. Rolf's Import Auto Service. Save 10% off $150 off any new service at Rolf's Import Auto Service in Lakewood and Fife and Workinmore. Select Carhartt Force shirts at 25% off. Also, we're giving you a chance to visit Restored Alaskan Ghost Town and receive a free night. Book one night at Maud Johnson's Historical Hotel and beautiful Wrangell St. Elias National Park Preserve in South Central Alaska, and receive the second night free. Enjoy the scenery, fine cuisine, and true Alaskan history, all rolled into one perfect weekend getaway. For details and restrictions, and to claim this offer today, visit iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. Also, win 4 tickets for 4 to Taylor Swift at Lumen Field. There we go.
That's okay. A big one. So that's worth, what, $2,500 minimum?
Oh, at least. Well, I don't know. Go to venuekings.com. See what Taylor Swift is going for right now. I remember when I checked, it was $600. Maybe it's come down a little bit. All right. 7-3 on the 10-game homestand. It was great. They finished May 17-11. No complaints. They go on an 8-game road trip. 3 against the Rangers. 2 against the Padres. 3 against the Angels. End of the month, because June is a little tougher for them, they'll have 3 in New York and then 3 against Baltimore. It's the Ben Nicholson-Smith series.
Yes, it is.
The Orioles. It will be tough for him against the Rangers starting tomorrow. Luis Castillo against John Gray. Friday, it's Marco against Andrew Heaney. And then Sunday, it's Bryce Miller versus Nathan Eovaldi. These are the 3 best pitchers on the Rangers. And because you know what's his, DeGrom's out. And Dunning just pitched yesterday, who's filling in for DeGrom, pitched yesterday against Detroit, in which they lost. But these are their 3 best pitchers. They have got the number 2 ERA in all of baseball. Now, in terms of their bullpen ERA, it's down, 4.44. It's the number 1 offense in baseball. So this is a real good litmus test coming up tomorrow for the Mariners and where they stand. Because, you know, right now they're, 7.5 games back of, or maybe 7 games back now of the Rangers. And certainly not insurmountable to come back from that, but we'll see where they stand. Right now, they're 6.5 back.
Yeah, so, I mean, take 2 out of 3 from Texas. But, yeah, you mentioned Texas. I mean, they're hitting .272. They lead all of baseball, and the Mariners at .228. And we probably would have been talking more about the Mariners' offense last night if they hadn't won, because they only had 5 or 6 hits. And yeah. I know you weren't happy with Teo Hernandez.
It's the most non-competitive at-bat this year. It's not close how bad it was. And he should have been, and he was booed last night.
That includes some of Wong's at-bats, too?
Yeah, okay. Seventh inning. I mean, it's just the frustration with this team is that if their offense was just marginally better, how many more wins would they have? They're two games over 500. They'd be eight games over 500, nine games over 500. Dare to dream they'd be 10 games over 500. And we wouldn't be, you know, hand-wringing about the team. And again, for people who said, well, it's still early, but this was the issue last year. It was all the discussion during the offseason was improving the offense. That's all it was. We knew they had a good starting staff. We knew they had established players already. And then we knew that their bullpen, for the most part, they'd be able to revamp that because they've always done that. We sat there and just begged them, please upgrade the offense. Please, please, please. And they just, we're still stuck here another year discussing, God, if they get in the playoffs, no one's going to be able, hardly anyone's going to be able to beat them because of their pitching staff, but it's going to be their offense that lets them down. And Teoscar Hernandez, bottom of the seventh inning after Suarez had doubled, Raleigh grounds out. He comes up. He swings at three pitches that weren't strikes. Three of them. Go back in MLB.com. You can go look at where the locations were. Not on the edge. Well, one was kind of on the edge. The other ones were completely outside the box. Four pitches, strikes out. Not one fastball. He got changeups and a slider. It was the most uncompetitive at-bat this season. And at least where we were sitting, a bunch of boos, and there should have been boos for him. And he has just got to be better. This is one of the major disappointments this year is Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, Aaron Goldsmith mentioned that, too, is the biggest disappointment of the season for him, too. But, you know, replacing Mitch Haniger, you got a more durable player. But,
but who cares if he's not good?
You know, and I've talked about it before. He leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts. He's been the leader all year long. And the thing is with him, too, is that usually when you have a power guy, okay, you live with the strikeouts, and yeah, we've got nine home runs out of him, and so you got some of the power there. But the walks, I mean, this guy is god-awful with the ratio of 78 strikeouts and 8 walks. I mean, come on.
He has got to get it going. He's got to get it going because, again, I think we're all confident that Julio, and he's starting to do it, is going to be Julio. Okay, well, that's great. Well, Julio was Julio last year, and you still needed help. I do believe Raleigh will come back around and eventually will be okay. And I guess you've added a free agent in Jared Kelnick, if you want to look at it that way. That's okay. But
that's found money, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
like $20.
You're walking along on the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's $20.
You didn't really expect what you've gotten from him.
This was the guy that was the big offseason acquisition. He was the guy.
Yeah, compared to the other ones that you brought in, yeah.
Pollock was a nobody, and LaStella was a nobody, and you were crossing your fingers with Wong, but Wong's turned it to be a disappointment. But this was the guy. This was the guy that was supposed to be the middle of your order to provide the thumper in the offense, and it has just been...
Yeah.
And they are bad at bats, and that was a bad at bat yesterday in a key situation in which you let off it with a double, and your pitcher is killing it. He just needs and it was just a game. He just needed one run. And the guy that you traded, a great reliever for, that you gave up on him, that was unbelievable, for a guy that is playing for a contract, by the way. That's the other thing. And the sense, it made sense for DePoto and Hollander to try and acquire a guy who's playing for a contract. And this guy's making $14 million this year. Are you getting a return on your investment? No.
No, and the thing is, when I looked at his numbers from his career, I thought he got the short end on the arbitration deal. I think it was 16.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, that he was seeking was 16.
And how about his numbers that he had at T-Mobile?
Yeah, T-Mobile, and he looked forward to hitting at that park. And so, okay, we're 56 games into it. I guess you can still be patient with him. What else do you do? I still like your idea of making him the DH because he'd be an improvement over what you've had at DH.
I don't know what you do. I mean, you can trot out, you know, Taylor Trammell out there, and I guess what I've said, but again, Taylor Trammell's got it.
Do you really want to see Taylor Trammell anymore? Honestly,
anybody out there, when Dylan Moore comes back, make Dylan Moore your left fielder.
Okay, when Moore comes back, sure, it sounds like he'll be back within a week or two, perhaps.
And make him your left fielder.
Munoz will be coming back, and you'll add to an already great bullpen. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, that's the maddening
part
about it.
But I'm curious about Dylan Moore. He is yet to play in back-to-back games.
Yeah, I think, Yeah, we've talked about this, though. All-Star break, probably. After the All-Star break is more likely that we'll see Dylan Moore. And then again, even Dylan Moore at full strength, ready to go, he's a .208 career hitter. I mean, we love his versatility and everything about him, his grit and, you know, getting his,
getting his uniform dirty
and all that stuff. We love Dylan Moore. God. His wife's a golfer or whatever, you know.
Grit, so, uniform dirty, but just leaves, but he's not that leaves it all out there on the diamond.
But he's
real dirtbag.
It's so funny how we fall in love with guys like that. I mean, he's an okay player. He's a major league player, but he's not going to turn your franchise around.
Got to get it going. Has to. Teoscar Hernandez has got to get it going. Whatever it takes.
Okay, would you bet on him setting the strikeout record right now or not? I would, too. I'd bet with both hands on that. It's like 228 by Mark Reynolds.
Is it? That's the major league record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at 78 right now?
Yeah, I bet.
And we're a third of the way through the season?
Yeah, he's going to do it. Does he get an award? Do they next season, do they come out on the field with the plaque? Like the Poto in the same suit jacket he always wears for every award he gives out? And then Katie and John?
Yeah, the control the zone, the least award goes to Teo Hernandez?
Does Divish present that award? The BBWA did not control the zone award. Goes to Teoscar Hernandez. All right, more iHeartRadio Access Days coming up.